Hello, everybody. Thank you for joining Jewish Stories and More. Today we have a most amazing story about the Parsha Vazinu. We read in Shul yesterday, Shabbos, at least yesterday for me. I'm recording this story on Sunday morning. And that is the story of the Ramban and Reb Avner. Reb Avner was a leading student of the Ramban, and it happened, unfortunately, that he began to leave the Ramban. And he left not only the Ramban, but he left Yiddishkeit. Fortunately, stopped observing Torah and mitzvahs and became part of the non-Jewish society, became a high-ranking government official. Not only did he leave Yiddishkeit, but he left it with a hatred of Yiddishkeit. And one day, he issued an order. As I said, he was a very powerful government official living in Catalonia, I believe is the place. Perhaps it's Spain. And he issued an order that the Ramban should appear before him, should come to his palace on Yom Kippur. The Ramban had no choice. He was obviously risking his life if he disobeyed the governor. And so he went on Yom Kippur. Of course, he walked to the palace. And as he watched, his previous student took a pig, roasted it on Yom Kippur, and sat down and ate from this treif meat, eating a treif, the most treif thing on Yom Kippur. And the Ramban became very emotional. He said, "Avner, why did you leave?" Or maybe he said, "Reb Avner, why did you leave? Why did you leave Yiddishkeit? Why did you go to this extreme against Yiddishkeit?" And Avner said in great anguish, with a lot of suffering, he said, "Because, Rebbe, you drove me away. It was something that you taught that made me give up on Yiddishkeit completely." "What was it?" the Ramban asked. "It was the Parsha Vazinu. You were teaching us the song, the Shira of Vazinu, and you told us that the entire history of the Jewish people is all encapsulated in these 52 psukim. Everything that ever happened to the Jewish people, every Jewish person and their story is all encapsulated in these 52 psukim." And I thought, how could that possibly be? Where am I? Is my name written in here? Is my story written in here? And the Ramban said, "Yes, it is. The entire history of the Jewish people, including every single person and every single person's story, is in there." "Show me then," said Avner. "Prove it to me. Where am I mentioned in this Shira?" The Ramban became very serious. He turned to the wall and began to daven to Hashem. And for several long minutes, he davened, and then he turned back to Avner. And he told him as follows. He said, in Pasuk Chaf Vav, Pasuk 26, you will find it. Look at the third letter in each of the words in Pasuk Chaf Vav. Amarti, there's a resh. Af Ehem, there's an aleph. Ashbita, there's a vase. Me Enosh, there's a nun. Zichron, there's a resh. The first resh stands for Reb or Rabbi. Af Ehem, Ashbisa, Me Enosh, Zichron. The third letter of each word spells out Avner. And in this pasuk, the Ramban explains Hashem is rebuking the Jewish people for turning away from the path of the Torah, which would happen during our history, and becoming so evil that Hashem wanted to destroy the Jewish people. And the pasuk says, "I, Hashem, said in my heart, I would scatter them, causing their memory to cease from mankind." Avner turned white, and he began to cry, because he realized that what the Ramban had taught was true, that there is his name. The third letter in each of the words of that pasuk, chav vav, spells Reb Avner. And sure enough, the pasuk is about how the Jewish people would leave Yiddishkeit and that Hashem would want to destroy them. And their memory would be wiped out, those people that went away. Avner realized that his story was in fact there, his name was in fact there, and that all of his sins had been for nothing. That Yiddishkeit is true, Hashem is true, the Torah is true, and he was the one that was mistaken. And all of the things that he did against Yiddishkeit were in error. He began to cry, thinking of all the sins that he had done. Is there any hope for me? He asked the Ramban. Is there anything that I could do to repair, to do tshuva for my terrible sins, having gone against you and against Hashem and against the Torah? The Ramban looked at his former student with a great deal of compassion. Because, of course, the Ramban still loved him. True, he didn't love his actions, but we love every single Jew, no matter what and no matter who. The Ramban said the pasuk itself tells how to repair what you did. It says Hashem will scatter them until their memory is erased. Therefore, Ramban said, you must run away, never to be heard from again. Immediately, Avner began to make preparations. He purchased a ship, and he went on the ship, and he left. He was never seen again, never heard from again. Obviously, he sailed the ship out of the middle of ocean someplace, and who knows what happened. Most probably he died. But interestingly, the Rebbe points out that the Ramban did not simply find the word Avner in the pasuk. The Ramban found Resh, and then Aleph Vez Nun Resh, Reb Avner, or Rabbi Avner. Now, seemingly, he was not at all deserving of the title Reb Avner. He was full of sin at that point. So why did the Ramban tell him that the Resh was there? Why didn't he just tell him that the Avner part was there? The Rebbe explains because the Ramban was looking at him as the way he could be. It's true that he was sinning at that point, terribly in every way, but the Ramban was telling him that he still has the ability to be Reb Avner, Rabbi Avner. And so too with every single Jew. This is the way we have to look at every Jew. Not necessarily the way he is right now, because he might not be in a good position, or she might not be in a good situation spiritually, but nevertheless to see them as they are in potential. That every single Jew in potential has the ultimate holiness, because all of us have a godly soul within us, and when Mashiach comes and the redemption comes, our godly soul will be fully revealed. And so this is a tremendous lesson from this story. Of course, the basic lesson that the Shira of Hazinu has everything in it, including every person's individual story. But also that the way to bring a person to tshuva is to show them not so much what they did wrong, but what they can do right. And that's how the Ramban inspired Reb Avner to do tshuva, the Rebbe says, by pointing out that it says Reb Avner, the Reish standing for Reb or Rabbi, that even though he had sunk so low, the Ramban was telling him that you have the capacity to again lead a holy life. And so too with every single Jewish person that we meet, even though they might not know about keeping Shabbos, or they might even think that they're purposely breaking Shabbos, they might think, I'm going to do everything opposite. I'm going to slaughter a pig and eat it on Yom Kippur, Chas V'Shalom. But that's not their real true self. True self of every Jew is a holy person, a person that keeps Torah and mitzvahs. And through our love of our fellow Jew, bringing them close to Yiddishkeit, not telling them what they're doing wrong, but telling them and teaching them what they can do right, This will quicken the Geula, and during the Geula, of course, every Jew will be revealed for his or her great holiness. May it happen immediately, especially through our learning of Torah and doing of mitzvahs, especially getting ready for Yom Kippur and observing Yom Kippur, and the days after that, the special days till Sukkot, and observing Sukkot, the simcha of this time, that today, as the Rebbe explains, is more about charata al avar, that is, being sorry over what happened in the past, our mistakes. But Yom Kippur is primarily hachlata al ha-haba, that is, good resolutions for the future. May all of us not only continue in learning Torah and doing mitzvahs, but actually increase in Torah mitzvahs, coming closer to Hashem, and in this way bring Mashiach and the Geula quicker, hopefully immediately, and even immediately, if not sooner. Thank you so much for joining Jewish Stories and More. Gemarach Simateva, in all ways and in good ways and in sweet ways.